All right, thank you, Quentin. Welcome back to basketball. Cam and Adair Casey. Cam wearing the white uniforms this time. It's a boys' game here, second up tonight, as the Cougars and the Bombers will face off. First time these two teams played back on December the 9th, it was a 49-40 win for Adair Casey on their own home floor, as Alex Umbaugh and Spencer Rokols each had 18 points. Trevor McKee for the Cougars with 14. Dan Holste had a dozen, and also in that game, Ian Hunt with 10. Pretty good matchup. Big difference in this ball game is Spencer Rokols and his 18 points are over here on the bench with a cast on his right wrist. He's not playing. He broke his wrist the last time these two teams played, so he will not be in action again tonight. And they struggled a little bit right after that, but they've kind of found their groove. I watched them play last Saturday night in a game against Audubon, and they played a much steadier brand of basketball. And the Bombers, after a little rough patch, have started to put things back together. 9-4 on the season. Cougars come in with a 12-2 record on the year. Should be a pretty good matchup here tonight.
Yeah, it should be a fun ball game here between these two teams. As, it's kind of a little bit of an equalizer without Rokols being able to play for the Bombers, as that kicks away, you know, quite a bit of what they rely on for scoring early in the year. And it always hurts a team trying to find a new identity, you know, after that kind of thing happens. But they've had some time to do that, so we'll see how it goes tonight. But, it should be a pretty fun ball game here between these two teams.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups for these ball clubs here tonight. For Mark Emgarten's at Air KC Bombers, 9-4 on the season. They'll go like this. It'll be Gunnar Dinkla, 5'11", junior out front. Josh Erlmeyer at 5'9", and a junior. Sawyer Ockletree, a 6'3", senior in the post. Cole Palmer, a 5'11", senior. And Alex Umbaugh, a 6-foot junior, will be the starting five tonight. Umbaugh has really been a pretty good shooter for them from the outside. Umbaugh averaging 10 points a game. He's 20 of 58 on the season from the three-point line, 35%. He's hit some pretty good ones for them. And Cole Palmer also has been a pretty good outside shooter. He's hitting 59% of his three-point shots on the year, 22 of 38 so far on the season. He's 51.5% overall in the year and a 73% free-throw shooter. In fact, a lot of these guys from Adair Casey shooting the ball pretty well here in Rokols' absence. They shoot 45% from the floor, 40% from the arc, and 68% from the free throw line on the year. For the Cougars in white tonight, Frank Day's team is 12-2 on the season. They'll go with Ian Hunt, a 5'11 senior. Logan Dinkla, 5'10 in the sophomore. Don't be confused. Both teams have a Logan Dinkla, and they are related. But they're wearing opposite colors here tonight. They're both 5'10. They're both sophomores. So don't let it confuse you too much, all right?
That's pretty hard to differentiate there.
Well, we'll try not to let it confuse us either. Ryan Offerly, a 6'4 senior down low. Trevor McKee, a 6'2 junior. And Dan Holste, a 6'4 senior, will start tonight for the Cougars. For the Cougars on the year, Offerly leading the way, 18.6 a game, shooting a little over 50% from the floor. Hunt averaging 13.5, and Holste averaging right at 12 per game on the season. As a team, Adair Casey shoots 41% from the floor. They shoot 26% from the arc and 66% from the free throw line. The Cougars, they like to bump that ball down low. They don't mind bumping it around a little bit with the 6'4 package and Opperly and Holste and then McKee at 6'2. They have no problem whatsoever working that ball down low, and they really like to try to force that ball down into the paint.
Yeah, that's something that they kind of rely on as a team here this season. And we saw them play earlier the year against Walnut, and that was kind of solely their game. That's all they did was go inside. And they really like to get Opperly involved as much as they can. And McKee and Holste and these guys that really can bang bodies are, you know, big body type of kids. So you really can take, a lot of punishment down there and will not afraid to go up against anybody. So they'll look to try to do that here tonight for sure.
Cougars in their home whites with the royal blue and silver lettering and trim. And on the other side for the Bombers in their road blacks with the gold and white lettering and trim. As we prep for ball here tonight in game number two. In case you missed the first one, it was all Cougars early. And then it was all Bombers the rest of the way. 54-34 as the Bombers came back from 11 down early to win it by 20. They had four players in double digits, so it's really nice team performance on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively, in that first game of Adair Casey. So ready for the boys contest here tonight. So two teams have been introduced, and we are about ready to get back to action here this evening with game number two. Cougars will shoot to the basket to our left, the Bombers to the basket to our right as we get her started here this evening. Opperly, or Rob McKee, rather, will jump center for the Cougars. Umbaugh for the Bombers. Tap controlled by Cam, and they'll have the basketball first as Hunt will bring it across the timeline. Ian Hunt to the front court. Left side it comes on the dribble drive to the baseline. Hunt looking. Now kicks it back out top. Holds. Left side Hunt. Basketball. They'll try to bring it up the other side. Bombers out top with it as they... Earlmeyer at the high post to Gunnar Dinkler. Left side it goes. Long three try by Umbaugh. No good. Rebound inside. Tapped out on the floor. And it's finally going to be tied up. Everybody battling for the ball down on the floor. Logan Dinkler was there. And it was Earlmeyer got a hand in there to tie it up. So the basketball now belongs to Adair Casey as they'll bring it up the floor. Bombers out top. Left side, they dump it down low. It's Dinkler trying to underneath. Can't make the shot. Earlmeyer, the follow, can't make it. And now the Cougars come away with the basketball. Cam up the floor. Hunt in the lane. Dumps it right side. McKee quickly down low. Opperly in the paint for the bucket off the glass. Ryan Opperly on the right block for the first points of the game. It's 2-0 Cougars. Adair Casey now working the ball up the floor. Umbaugh will bring it across the timeline. Umbaugh almost walked with it. Hung on to that pivot foot. Leaves it for Cole Palmer. Palmer out top now. Left side dribble. Leaves it on the wing for Earlmeyer. Ockeltree comes out high for it. Now to the right side to Palmer. Palmer back out top. Ockeltree. They work the perimeter. Earlmeyer left side. Bounce feeds into the lane. Dinkler the kick out. Ockeltree right side. Umbaugh trying to post underneath. Bounce feed inside to him. He turns. His shot blocked away inside by Hunt. And the ball out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bombers. 2-0. Adair Casey leading. 6:08 left to play in this first quarter. Ockeltree to inbound down to the baseline for Adair Casey. Palmer left side off the dribble. The kick out. Earlmeyer fakes the three. Now leaves it for Palmer. Palmer out on the arc. Comes right side now to Umbaugh. Alex Umbaugh out top to Earlmeyer. Left side Palmer. High post it goes Ockeltree. He curls in the lane. The kick out Earlmeyer. Right side three ball. No good. Rebounded by McKee inside for the Cougars. And now up the floor it's Holstie. Crossover left side. Holstie will leave it out top. McKee now right side to Hunt. Hunt with the basketball. Dinkler. Left side Holstie. Holstie back out top. Hunt. Holstie playing catch here on the perimeter. Dan Holstie, the dribble drive in the lane. Left side, Banker, too strong. Rebound inside, yanked down by Palmer. Up the floor quickly come the Bombers. Right side, Umbaugh for three, and he knocks one down. First points of the game for the Bombers. Game. Adair Casey the lead. Out top, Opperly, right side, Holstie. Oh, he looked at the long three, pulled it down. Now Dinkler here near side. So they work the ball off on the perimeter. Holstie. Right side to Hunt. The lob down low. Posting. We got a foul call. Our first of the game. Tried to post Opperly down on the right block. From the backside, Sawyer Ockeltree will pick up the foul on the back. That'll be his first. Ball out of bounds on the baseline. Cougars have it. 3-2. Adair Casey leads. 4:58 left in the quarter. Just underway. Baseline Holstie. Jumper down low. No good. Opperly, though, the board and the putback. Ryan Opperly, the basket underneath. 4-3 Cougars. Bombers break pressure now. Get it to the front court. Earlmeyer skips it here to Umbaugh. Long three try is good. Boy, it hit the back of the rim. It flattened out and just rolled in for the triple. Umbaugh with his second three of the game. 6-4, Adair Casey. And a quick timeout asked for by Cougar head coach Frank Day.
Oh, nice job by Umbaugh to get himself open. And then he's just quick to pull the trigger. And that one just... hits the back of the rim, deadens, like you said, and comes in. So anytime you got a guy out there that can kind of get in a rhythm, especially early on in a basketball game, I know he's only got two of them so far, but, you know, he's a threat out there for you, and that kind of makes defenses recognize, and it'll bite out on him a little bit harder than they normally would.
6-4 the score now. Adair Casey with the advantage. Each team with two field goals. The difference is both field goals were threes for Adair Casey. 4.5 left to play here in this first quarter. Dinkla, foul tapped out of Holstie, right side Hunt. To work against that 2-3 bomber zone. Hunt now elevates for the 3 try, no good. Rebounded by Palmer. Here comes Adair Casey up the floor. Left side Earlmeyer just inside the arc. He fires, no good. Rebound to Holstie. Cougars have it. Back they come. Holstie on the dribble up the court. Left side now to Dinkla. Dinkla on the arc to Holstie. Left side again, Dinkla. They post high low. McKee to the high side. Trying to work awkwardly on the baseline. Now McKee comes out high for it and leaves it for Holstie. Left side, Dinkla. McKee out of the high post again. Now he's going to elevate from 17. That's no good. Rebounded inside by Ockletree and then stolen away by Dinkla. Out to Holstie. The three is good from the right side. Play kept alive, and they end up splashing one in. It's 7-6 Cougars. 3:40 left to play in the first quarter. Earlmeyer takes the pass in the front court ahead now to Palmer. Cole Palmer up the left side to Earlmeyer, top of the arc. Right side, Umbaugh. They're going to hand in his face. Out top, it's Ockletree. Left side, Earlmeyer. They dump down low. Gunnar Dinkla, the head fake to Ockletree, the 16-footer. In and out, no good. Umbaugh, the rebound. Put back is blocked by Holstie. McKee, their ball. Now it's knocked away from him and stolen by the Bombers. Wow. Earlmeyer went crashing into the bleachers. He's all right. Ockletree with a basketball. And now it's Palmer. Palmer off left side. Everybody okay over there?
I think they're all in shape.
I think they're all a little shaken up. It happened so fast. Palmer settles everybody down out top now. Earlmeyer, right side to Umbaugh. Palmer, right corner. He'll try the three. No good. Back of the rim. Rebounded by Hunt for the Cougars. Back comes Cam up the floor. Hunt, crossover, McKee, left side, Dinkla. He'll throw up one just inside the arc. No good. McKee off the floor, gets the board. The putback is good. Trevor McKee with his first points of the game. It's 9-6 Cougars. Bombers backcourt. Palmer gets it ahead. Umbaugh, right side. Nice feed into the lane. Sawyer, Ockletree can't get the shot to go, though. Rebounded by the Cougars. Back comes Cam up the floor. Quick pass, tip knocked free. Nice save by Palmer. Tipped it back in. McKee up with it, though. He fires a shot, no good. And Umbaugh grabs the rebound. Palmer now up the floor once again. 9-6, Cougars lead. 2:05 to go in the first quarter. Ockletree top of the arc. Gives it to Palmer, flashing through here on the right side. Out top, Earlmeyer. Josh Earlmeyer will step it back out on the dribble. Looks for some help now. That leaves it for Palmer. Palmer right side. Umbaugh out top. Earlmeyer left wing with it now. As he'll bring it back out, they flash out with Gunnar Dinkla. Dinkla right side. Umbaugh. High post. Open Ockletree. Short jumper. Good. Ockletree in the lane. Hits the 12-footer. His first points of the game. And it's 9-8. Cougars by one. With the basketball. Minute and a half left to go in the opening quarter. Lob right side. Hunt sets up. Now out to the high post. Offerly. Offerly left side. They work it to Dinkla. And back out top it comes now to Holstie. Adair Casey setting in that 2-3 zone. Dinkla, left side, Holstie. Holstie with Earlmeyer in his face. Now to Hunt. Hunt into the lane. Floats. One-hand push. No good. Rebound. Offerly, the leaner. Good. Offerly used the size inside 6'4 to lean that one up and in. Just under a minute to go here in the quarter. It's 11-8 now, Cougars. Palmer backcourt, breaks pressure. Ockletree front side with it. Pulls up on the dribble. Palmer fakes the three, drives to the elbow, dumps it down low. Tough pass. Two Bombers in the same place. Umbaugh and Dinkla both right there, and Gunnar Dinkla got a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds. Holstie will check out of the lineup now for the Cougars as Holstie is in. Dan is out. Michael is in. Got it? Ian Hunt to the front court. Michael Holstie over on the right side. Out top it comes to Dinkla. 35 seconds left in the quarter. Hunt top of the arc. Right side it goes to Holstie. To the corner. Dinkla back out top. Now Hunt left side again. So they work the ball around the perimeter. High pass Dinkla. Hunt left corner. Michael Holstie. Now out with it is McKee. Holstie in the corner. He'll try the three from there. It's no good. Rebound. Palmer had it knocked away. Oh, they're going to give it back to the Cougars.
Yeah, Palmer had the position there, so usually you get the call there if you got the position, but they say he touched it last.
Inbounds to Hunt. 13 seconds left here in the first quarter. Holstie here left side. 10 seconds. Out top, Hunt. Hunt's directing traffic now. The clock's running. 5 seconds. Hunt crosses over. The lob here left side. Dinkla going to fire one up. No good. And that'll do it. in this first quarter. 11-8, Cam with the lead after one quarter here in the boys' contest. Chris has a second quarter for you when we come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association. Templeman's. They buy, sell, and trade antiques. Also new and used furniture, office equipment, and books, along with other miscellaneous items. Stop by Templeman's, 516 Walnut in downtown Atlantic today. For all your insurance needs, visit with the Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Agents of Council Bluffs today. Give Western Iowa Mutual Insurance a chance to quote your insurance today. Elkhorn Pharmacy, proud to be a provider of the Freedom Prescription Plan. See them for health touch information and the best personalized books. That's Elkhorn Pharmacy in Elkhorn.
Welcome back here to Cam High School just after 8 o'clock. You're listening to high school basketball here on AM 1220 KJN and FM 101.1. Thanks also for listening in tonight on KJN.com. And we're back at it here in the second quarter of play. Cam with the basketball and the lead. They lead it 11-8 over Adair Casey here. And the pass is going to go left side now as they get it to Michael Holstey. Back up top to Ian Hunt. Ian Hunt against the 2-3 zone here of the Bombers. They work it back up top. Holstey back to Hunt. He'll drive, stop, fire one up. The shot is up, dances off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Umbaugh. And here come the Bombers. Cole Palmer on the run up the floor. He'll dribble right into traffic. He got a little bit of a seam there as the C parted for him. He couldn't make the shot, though, dancing off the front of the rim. And here come the Cougars now running. Hunt all the way in the lane on the run in traffic. Couldn't get the shot to go, but he'll get a foul call. And he'll go to line now here to shoot two. It's going to be Alex Umbaugh picking up the foul. And that will be first on Umbaugh and the second now here against the Bombers. At the free throw line now here, Ian Hunt. He'll spot up and knock down the free throw. First points here in the second quarter of play. Now checking in up off the bench for Adair Casey is Charlie Terry. Second free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Dancing around, awkwardly fighting for the rebound, and he's going to get whistled for the foul. We're going to whistle him for a foul as he got tied up with Umbaugh for the rebound, so it'll be awkwardly picking up his first and the first against the Cougars. Up the floor now, here we go. It's Terry with the basketball. Hilden pass it across. Umbaugh was wide open. Got the defender to fly up in the air. Gets the foul call. Couldn't make the shot, though, so he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Smart play by Umbaugh. He could have just taken that straight up and fought for the position, but steady waits for Holstey to fly by, and Michael Holstey picks up his first foul, and Umbaugh gets a couple of free ones.
Alex Umbaugh at the line, and he knocks down the first one. He's a pretty good shooter.
Yeah, he's better than me.
Who told you that?
Way better.
Dan Holstey up off the bench. He'll check back into the lineup now. Now it'll get confusing with two Holsteys out there on the floor. Second free throw is good that time by Umbaugh. Got that one to dance around and fall through. Dan Holstey now with it here for the Cougars. Over to Michael. Now they'll get in the corner, and it's going to be a shot by Hunt up no good, and then a foul on the rebound, and that's going to be a foul whistled here this time against number 40, Devin Amdor, who just checked in a moment ago. He picks up the foul, and it's number two on the or three on the team now for the Cougars. 12-10. Cougars lead it by two. Bombers have the basketball, and now they thought about a three on the outside that time for Josh Earlmeyer, who also just checked in a moment ago. Now they have it up top here to Terry, over to Umbaugh. Umbaugh. Rokos, or Ockletree trying to post up. They don't give it to him, though. Shot up up top by Palmer is missed. Too strong. Rebound to the Cougars. Here's Michael Holstey, fires it across over to Hunt. Hunt down inside to Opperly, gets the defender to fly past him and knocks down the easy bucket. Nice job by Opperly being patient and getting the bucket. Now up the floor, Bombers have trouble with it, but they're able to get it up ahead. It goes off there to Umbaugh. He got it across to Palmer, and he makes an acrobatic layup.
Yeah, Charlie Terry really started that by coming up with a loose ball and getting it ahead.
So Palmer gets the bucket, and it's now 14-12. Cougars lead it, and they have the basketball. It's Hunt trying to lob it down low. Offerley in traffic, double teamed. Has to kick it back outside. Here's Hunt. Passes it over down to Holste. Now it goes over to Dan Holste. A pump fake. Now he'll spot up for the three. Missed it. Rebound tapped around, and it comes into the hands of Palmer. Cole Palmer on the run. Kins it left side. Now down to the block they go. Ockletree, a pump fake across, and then makes the shot in the lane.
Nice acrobatic move there by Ockletree. Smart play. Get closer.
Ties it up at 14 apiece now. Cam will send it over here. Now work it in the corner. Hunt lobs it down low to Opperly on the block. Missed the shot, got his own rebound. Putback is good. And now a timeout taken here by Derek Casey as Coach Mark Emgarden wants to talk things over. Full timeout. 5:11 left to go in the first half. 16-14, Cam leads it. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Rocker Carnes and Carnes, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs, serving you with all of your insurance needs. Give Rocker Carnes and Carnes of Anita, Atlantic, or Council Bluffs a call today. Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic can help you cut your heating and cooling bills with efficient furnaces and air conditioners from Lennox. Call Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Brown's Shoe Fit in Atlantic, offering an excellent selection of shoes in every size to help comfort your feet along with friendly service. Whether you need sandals, work, walking, or athletic shoes, head to Brown Shoe Fit, 502 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic.
Back here after the timeout, Adair Casey will have it, and a little full-court pressure put on here by the Cougars as they inbound it. Emmett Wheatley just checked in here at the break, and he has it. He sends it up the floor to Terry. Terry might have got away with a shuffle. Now they get it off to Ockletree, and they kick it back to Earlmeyer. Earlmeyer up top to Wheatley. Emmett Wheatley with the basketball out high here for the Bombers. Right side pass over to Umbaugh. Umbaugh to Ockletree. Ockletree will kick it over, and it bounced off of Wheatley and goes right in the hands of Earlmeyer. Now across the lane, Umbaugh shovels it off, a pump fake, gets the defender in the air, and the shot knocked down by Ockletree. Good head fake to get the defender to fly up, and then he knocks down the jumper from about 13 feet. It's 16-all now here with 4:28 left to go in this first half. Cam with the basketball. They get it down on the block. Amdor turns, lost the handle on it, out of control. Stolen away. Here's Earlmeyer on the run up the other way for the Bombers. He'll stop and pull it up, though. Gets it now to Ockletree, and a foul reaching across over the top that time by Trevor McKee trying to get in the passing lane. His first fourth team foul now here against the Cam Cougars. 4:14 to go in the first half. Cole Palmer back up off the bench now for the Bombers as Umbaugh is going to check out. Tied at 16, Derek Casey's basketball. Palmer, left side pass to Earlmeyer. Earlmeyer, they try to get Wheatley to run around on the screen, can't find him. Now they get it over to Palmer. Palmer looks for the back door, has to kick it back outside. Ockletree to Palmer, out of Terry, back to Palmer. A lot of movement, but not a lot of space right now. They get it over to Wheatley. Wheatley, he'll turn and spin, go baseline all the way to the rack, and probably got fouled, but they didn't call it. And now we'll go the other way. A little slap on the back of the arm that time by Michael Holste, but he didn't get whistled for it, and it comes now here to the Cougars, and they'll have it out front. Hunt will send it over. Michael Holste will try the three and knock it down from the left wing. Michael Holste with the bucket, and it's now a three-point lead for the Cougars, and now a steal. Dan Holste poked it away, saved it, but Palmer came back with it for the Bombers, so they get it right back. Up top now, Wheatley sends it over to Terry. Terry, a bounce pass. Ockletree, a pump fake, a move. He kicks it back out. Terry, the jumper from 17 feet, no good. And the rebound pulled down by the Cougars. Cougars will run it up the floor. It's Holste out top. Dan Holste spinning. Kicks it over down in the corner to Michael Holste. Michael Holste back up top to Dan. Right back to Michael. Michael, the lob up top now. It's to Hunt. Ian Hunt over to Dan Holste, right side. Skip pass across to Hunt. Hunt, a bounce pass now here to McKee. McKee jumps and fires a pass back up top. Punt spins in the lane. In traffic, the floater no good. Got his own rebound, though, and a foul's going to be whistled on Ockletree, slapping at it to try to get the rebound. And he is going to pick up his second. Third team foul now against Adair Casey. Terry's going to check out for the Bombers, and Umbaugh back in. Opperly comes back in now here for Cam as Amdor comes out. Inbound pass, so lobbed up high. Now sending it in the corner. Ian Hunt will try the three off the front of the rim. McKee's right there for the rebound and just went right back up with it. Knocked out an easy shot. Right place at the right time for Trevor McKee, and it's 21-16 now. The lead here for the home squad, the Cam Cougars. Here's Wheatley. A bounce pass, and it's too far outside Ockletree. He thought he was cutting that way and threw it too out, far out in front of him. Up the floor now here for the Cam Cougars. Ian Hunt will have it, and he'll send it over to Dan Holstein. 2:11 left to go in the half. In the corner, Hunt will lob it down low. Opperly was there, but couldn't corral the pass and lost it out of bounds.
Got a bad scoreboard there, too, on the one side.
Hope you like permanent buzzing noises, because we had one.
Now it's back.
It's back. Good to go. 2:06 left to go here in the half. Now they get the inbound, and quickly they'll run it up the floor. Ermeyer gets past the fence, passes it across, got it over to Gunnar Dinkla, but now it goes to Umbaugh. It was tapped around, and Umbaugh is able to back his way to the basket and get a shot to go. And now there's going to be a whistle, and we've got something.
He's got blood on him, okay. I think. Ryan Opperly had to go get taped up his left wrist because he got a scratch or something on there and had some blood. And now they've stopped on the whistle again. I think he's got blood on the back of his jersey. So yeah. They're going to make him either clean that off, and if they're not successful with that, he's going to have to switch jerseys. Yeah, they're going to have him switch jerseys with one of the other players.
They wanted to do it right there. They wouldn't let him.
It's just a shirt. Who cares? You see that at the beach?
Jeez, come on.
Devin Amdor, in the meantime, will come in now.
And now the Cougars will inbound here after the delay, and Opperly heads to go get his jersey swapped. They'll bring it up the floor here, and they'll work it over right side. Ian Hunt will go baseline all the way, missed the shot, got it blocked by Umbaugh. He went high to go get that one. Umbaugh gets it down, and now he pulls it ahead to Palmer. Palmer, a nice bounce pass to Ockletree underneath, and he is blocked by Hunt, but they're going to call a foul. That was a pretty good defensive play by Hunt, but maybe just got a little bit of the body, and he's going to pick it up. It'll be the 15th foul now here against the Cam Cougars. And we'll have two shots now coming here for Sawyer Ockletree.
By the way, Ryan Opperly is going to check back in again. He's changed numbers. He's wearing number 32 now for the Cougars.
There's something different about... I think there's something different maybe about the jersey that he swapped for. Not sure what the issue is here. They're trying to work something out. The official's not letting him check back in. They're still discussing it here on this near side. Frank Day wants to get an explanation. The official on the far side seems to think there's an issue that's not going to allow him to come back in here for a little while. And now Coach Imgarden comes over to get some words with the official as well.
Hey, if everybody's looking for clarity, so are we. Yeah. Come up here next and explain it to us, too, because we don't understand it either.
Yeah, I don't get what the problem is, but... Okay, well, either coach I don't think got the answer they wanted, so they got him another jersey. So
now he's going to sprint back to the locker room again. This is like a Broadway production. They're going to have quick changes constantly. In the meantime, a basketball game broke out.
Ockletree did make the first free throw, in case you're wondering. We're getting back to hoops. Second one's on the way. That one's too strong. Rebound is going to be pulled down underneath there that time by Dan Holste. We'll run up the floor. Hunt will send it off to Holste. Now back over left side. And now they'll fire it back up top. Left side pass, now it goes, and now McKee has it. He'll try one from just past the elbow, missed it. Rebound tapped around, and the Bombers come away with it. Umbaugh gets the ball underneath, and he'll dribble up the floor. Over to Earlmeyer. Down on the block, they go to Ockletree. He'll try to spin towards the middle of the lane. Now turns back the other way and falls away. Missed the shot well short, and the rebound comes down now here to the Cougars. Up the floor they go. Now they'll send it over left side, a pump fake. And now a pump fake again by Holstie. He'll step inside the arc and knock down a shot just inside the three-point line for Dan Holstie. Now up the floor, it'll be a pass try to be fired by Palmer. He collided hard with Dan Holstie. It ends up getting knocked out of bounds. It'll be Bomber basketball. And now Cougars do get things straightened away as Opperly's able to check back in now. He's got number 44 on.
I think the issue was is they weren't going to let him wear a number that another player who was already in the book was wearing. He was trying to switch with Tanner Winther, but Tanner Winther's already in the book wearing number 32, so they made him come up with a different number that's not already in the book. Does that make sense?
Guess so. So they found one, and he's now going to get a rebound immediately. As Opperly got the rebound underneath here, the Bombers missed a quick shot. 28 seconds left to go in the half, and now Cougars have it out front, leading 23-19. Dan Holte, the skip pass over to Hunt. He'll try the three. That's short. Rebound to McKee. Fallaway jumper is good. McKee caught it and then just tried to turn and fired it up right away as he's falling towards the out-of-bounds. Now we'll get the Bombers back with the basketball, and they'll stop. Pump fake Palmer goes into the lane, steps up with a floater from 12, no good. Rebound danced around, and the Cougars get it, and time's going to run out here at the end of the second quarter as they try to work their way up the floor. And it's going to be a lead here for Cam at the halftime break by a score of 25-19. They lead it here tonight at home over Adair Casey. Now we'll go ahead and take a break, come back, give you a little information here at halftime about how this game's played out. Look at the numbers as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Crystal clear water. There's nothing quite like pure, refreshing water. And when you want the best, your water is crystal clear. Available in handy 20-ounce to 5-gallon bottles. Stop by Hy-Vee or call Jim and Sherry Kahn at 712-769-2581. Delivery and cooler rentals available. Crystal clear water. Drink to your health. Spark and Brake Shop in Harlan, specializing in brake work, wheel alignment, and tune-ups. Stop by the Spark and Brake Shop located at 7th and Cyclone in Harlan or give them a call today. Miller Farm Supply in Elliott, your authorized dealer for Dixon riding mowers and Echo outdoor power equipment. They carry a wide selection of Briggs & Stratton and Kohler parts. Plus, they sell all types of tires and are a Kruger seed dealer. Stop in and see Mark at Miller Farm Supply on Main Street in Elliott.
Cam High School, we're at the halftime break here, and it's the Cam Cougars on top here in this boys varsity contest, 25-19 here at the halftime intermission. Uniform changes and all, we're here set to go at the halftime break, and fans are getting ready to see a little performance here from Dance Squad as they're having their pink out here tonight at Cam High School to raise funds for cancer research and donating that money to the Cass County Relay for Life. So lots of different activities going on tonight with raffles and silent auction things and other things going on here to support the cause and the effort. And we've had a pretty good back-and-forth ball game here tonight in the boys' game so far in a tight one, 25-19, Cougars with the lead. But it has been back-and-forth here for the most part, and both teams really playing pretty clean, doing a good job of working the ball around and running through their offenses.
Yeah, it has. It's been a fun game to watch. You know, the Bombers are just like in that first game. We saw one team with more size than the other, and it's the same here in this game, too. The Bombers don't have quite the size that the Cam Cougars have down low. Opperly, not just 6'4", but a big body as well, and he's an active player. McKee has been good up at the high post, and Dan Holstie likes to hang around the outside, but he can get inside, too. I mean, they've got more size all the way around than the Bombers do. And, of course, the Bombers are without their primary scorer, and Spencer Rokols has been out for several weeks with that break in his right wrist. So, you know, there are a lot of things that the Bombers just have to work harder. it seems. And they've done a pretty good job of doing that here in this first half. They've hung around in the ball game. It was tied at 16 apiece before Cam went on a little bit of a run here to end this first half, a 9-3 run to finish off the half and take a six-point lead into the intermission. So, yeah, it's been a pretty entertaining ball game. If the Bombers get a couple of opportunities, look for them to start tossing up a few threes, too. Alex Umbaugh, Cole Palmer, very capable three-point shooters, as we said before the game. And they can change a game very rapidly by hitting a couple in a row.
Yeah, and Umbaugh did that early for the Bombers, hitting the two to quick get the quick start here for Adair Casey, and they really haven't fired up many since then. But, yeah, if they get those opportunities, I imagine they're really going to try to look for that a little bit stronger here in this second half of basketball. It's 25-19, your score here at the break. Cam leads Adair Casey here in this boys' varsity contest, the second half of our doubleheader here tonight. We'll go ahead and take a break, come back, give you numbers. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Safeguard Business Systems, offering computer checks and forms for all of your accounting software, including Peachtree and QuickBooks. To save money on your next order of computer checks, call Safeguard at 800-442-0016 or stop by 414 Walnut in Atlantic. The Atlantic Animal Health Center, where Dr. Keith Leonard and his staff want to be a part of the love that you have for your pet. Give them a call today at 243-2121. The Atlantic Animal Health Center, located at 1008 West 6th Street. And if you need quality repairs on your farm equipment, call the Tune-Up Inn in Wyota. Maynard of the gang will get to the bottom of your troubles and get you back in the field. Expect quality service from the Tune-Up Inn in Wyota.
Welcome back here to Cam High School at the halftime break of this boys' varsity contest. And it's a 25-19 lead for the home team, the Cam Cougars, over the Adair Casey Bombers. The Cam Dance Squad just finished up their performance here before the end of the half. And they pulled off a little nice stunt there at the end, made a ribbon out of their putting their hands together with their pom-poms. That takes coordination and smarts. I don't know if I could have pulled that off myself, but I got the finished up here and got it taken care of, and all the festivities going on here tonight with the pink out here tonight at Cam High School.
Which part, the coordination or the smarts?
Probably a little of both. You saw me shoot before the game. It's a lead here for the Cougars, and we'll take a look here at the numbers for these two teams here from the first half. There's a couple of players that have 10 points, and for the Cougars, that person would be Ryan Opperly. He's got 10. Had six in the first quarter and four in that second quarter. 6 points here tonight for Trevor McKee. Also 5 points for Dan Holstey. 3 points for Michael Holstey and 1 point for Ian Hunt. Also for Adair Casey, they've got just three guys in the scorebook so far. Alex Umbaugh with 10. 7 points for Sawyer Ockletree and also 2 points for Cole Palmer here tonight so far in the contest. And the Adair Casey Bombers have been 3-for-4 from the charity stripe so far here tonight, and the Cam Cougars just 1-of-2 from the free throw line, and that goes a long way to say just how kind of a clean basketball game it's been. There haven't been many fouls at all to speak of. The only guy that's in any trouble is Ockletree. He's got 2, and that's it for either squad, as later really played a clean game on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, of course, you know, for the Cougars, they really depend a lot on their posts, and well, number 30, 32, 44 inside, Ryan Opperly. he's wearing three different jerseys tonight. I guess officially just two different jerseys. But yeah, he's a good anchor. He was in and out a little bit with you know, he had the blood issue. They had to take him out so he could get that wrist taped up and stop that little bit of bleeding he had there. And then they found he had the blood on his back of his jersey too, so they had to get him out of there and go change jerseys. So he was kind of in and out and in and out a couple of times. But yeah, you know, he's a good anchor inside. He works hard. He's, like I say, he's a big body at 6'4", and he's a good rebounder inside. He's hard to push around, and the Cougars rely on him a lot. But yeah, you know, you can't just work that inside. They need to get that outside game working a little bit too. Michael Holstey dropped the three in that second quarter, and they had a couple of shots from the outside, but they really like to open things up just a little bit more and give Opperly a little more room to breathe inside.
Yeah, they definitely would like to do that. You know, obviously he's a guy they've relied on a lot throughout the season, but yeah, you never want to get in that Rutwer, and nobody else is helping clear that space for him inside. And they've done an okay job here so far, but definitely would like to get some more perimeter shooting to be able to open up and let that lane be a little less traffic in there for him, that's for sure. So we're at the halftime intermission here. It's 25-19. The home squad, Cam Cougars, have the lead here tonight over the Adair Casey Bombers. In case you missed it earlier on in the girls' contest, it was a quick start for Cam, but then a big finish for Adair Casey as they rallied to win it in big fashion. 54-34, the final score there. Adair Casey beats Cam in the girls' game earlier here tonight. And now we're 25-19 at the halftime break with Cam the lead here in this boys' varsity game. We'll take one more break, come back to tip things off here in the second half. Listen to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Matt Mullinex of Mullinex Accounting offers tax preparations for all types of entities, including individuals, corporations, and partnerships. He also offers write-up and payroll services for your company. Give Matt a call at Mullinex Accounting. That's 243-7770. Masker Plumbing and Heating, your Maytag heating and cooling dealer, who specializes in new and remodel plumbing, along with sewer and water line repair. For all your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, give Masker Plumbing and Heating of Atlantic a call today, 243-2260. Danish Mutual Insurance Association reminds you to be sure your insurance coverage is adequate. Call Danish Mutual Insurance in Elkhorn today. That's Danish Mutual Insurance Association.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Oneida tonight. We get ready for second half basketball. Adair Casey will have the ball first. They trail Cam 25-19 as we start this third quarter of play. The Cougars have their starting five on the floor with Ian Hunt, Dan Holste, Trevor McKee, also Logan Dinkla, and Ryan Opperle for the Bombers. It's Alex Umbaugh who's got the ball right now out on the on the wing. Cole Palmer, who takes the shot from the free throw line and rolls it around and in. They're joined on the floor by Sawyer Ockletree, Josh Earlmeyer, and Gunnar Dinkla. 25-21 now the score. Cam on top. Hunt with the ball right side. The lob at the baseline. On the floor now. Down low, way low there was Offerly. He dumps it back out top to Holste. Dan Holste drives the lane. Misses the shot. Trevor McKee with the rebound and the flip up off the glass. It rolls around and in. Eight for McKee. It's 27-21 in favor of the Cougars. Bomber ball now. Palmer out top. Right side gets it to Umbaugh. Ockletree comes for the screen. Umbaugh pulls up the 18-footer. No good. Rebound inside. Opperle has it. Had Hunt breaking up the floor. Didn't see him. Now Holste across the timeline. Right side to Ian Hunt. Hunt back out top. Dan Holste. He drives the left-hand floater up high. No good. McKee. Oh, the rebound. And gets it back inside to Holste. Bucket good at a foul. Nice play by McKee to flip that one in. And the foul inside is going to be whistled on Alex Umbaugh. That'll be his second.
McKee's such an athletic player. He's fun to watch sometimes. And, boy, that was pretty acrobatic. I don't know how he kept his feet from going out of bounds before he saved that one.
Umbaugh checks out as Charlie Terry back into the ballgame now for the Bombers. At the line, Holste, the free throw try is no good. Charlie Terry with the rebound. 29-21, an 8-point lead for Cam. Adair Casey ball, and we got a foul in the backcourt now. That'll be Logan Dinkla picking up his first. Terry will inbound for the Bombers in the front court now. So fire it to the backside. Palmer has it. Cole Palmer gets it across the timeline. Leaves it out top for Ockletree. Ockletree out on the right perimeter now. Feeds it across. It's Gunnar Dinkla. Back across right side, Ockletree. Earlmeyer stuffs it inside to Palmer, who posts low, gets it outside now. Terry up top, Ockletree, right side, will bring it back out on the dribble. Ockletree across now to Terry. Terry looking inside to Palmer, head fake in the lane. The leaner up and no good. Rebounded over the back by Opperle, but it's going to be Palmer up with it. He stepped on the baseline trying to get that basketball back around. Ball turns over. Umbaugh back in. Terry checks out now for Adair Casey. 29-21 the score. Cougars with the lead and the basketball to the front court. Here right side, it's Dinkla back out top. They work the ball left side, the lob inside. We got a push and a foul. The ball's too tall for Opperly, but a foul call down low. That's going to be on Ockletree, and that will be number three on Sawyer Ockletree. Ockletree is really the only inside presence for the Bombers at 6'3", but he's picked up three fouls now. Left side, McKee with it on the arc. They leave him alone. He'll fire one up. No good. Got his own rebounds. He chases it down. In the lane, kicks it out. Hunt, left side dribble drive, into the lane. Oh, into traffic. He walked with it. Nobody called anything. Boy, he bounced off, took a couple, two or three steps backward, no call, and now a foul down the lane as Holste drives the left side and gets fouled trying for the layup try. And that's going to be Ockletree. That is his fourth. That is a problem for Adair Casey. Wow. I don't know how they missed that travel. Yes. He dribbled into traffic, picked up his dribble, bounced off a couple of guys, spun around, took at least two steps backward. Now the lob on the inbound, Opperly. His shot no good. Fights for the rebound in traffic and leans one back up and in. Ryan Opperly with a dozen points. It's a 10-point lead now, 31-21. We got a timeout asked for by Adair Casey. And this will be a 30-second timeout, so we'll just leave it right here. Yikes. 31-21. Bombers with some issues right now. Ockletree saddled with four fouls here very early in this third quarter. We have 5:43 left to go in the third frame. And he's going to have to, if he stays on the floor, play very, very carefully. It's tough to be effective when you really can't be aggressive.
Well, yeah, and it gets to the point where you almost don't want a guy in there like that in that situation, because they're going to play so hesitant that it becomes a detriment to your team. And he is on the bench right now. The tough spot for Derek Casey is he's the only guy that's really had any kind of inside presence, so that's going to be really tough missing him on the bench.
Well, they're going to go the other direction. They set down the 6'3 senior Ockletree, and they bring in the 5'8 freshman Wheatley. So Emmett Wheatley back on the floor. He doesn't give you the same kind of game. Wheatley, a little guy. He's awfully quick, though, keeps the ball moving. And he'll have the ball in the inbound as he brings it across the timeline now. Wheatley out top, leaves it here for Earlmeyer. Back to Wheatley in the corner. Out top, Palmer. They want to try to see if they can open up the floor a little bit as they get it back in the corner. Out top it comes Dinklin. Now Wheatley with it on the arc. Bounce feed inside, posting. Umbaugh, in traffic. Almost got it to go. A double clutch, and he banked it high off the window. It doesn't go, but a foul will send him to the free throw line. And that foul is going to be whistled against Trevor McKee. That'll be his second.
Well, that's encouraging to see there for Derek Casey. You wanted your guys to now be aggressive and go attack the basket because you don't have that inside presence sitting down there, so you're going to have to go get there.
Umbaugh misses the free throw. Umbaugh with 10 first-half points, looking for his first point here in the second half. One more free throw try coming here for the junior, and that one is no good. Missed them both. Good free throw shooter. Came up empty that time. Rebound to McKee. Here come the Cougars. Up by 10 with the basketball. 5:16 left in the third quarter. 31-21 the score. They get the ball into the corner now. Opperly with it left side. He'll dribble it back around and out against that 2-3 Bomber zone. Right side now to Holste on the arc. Holste, they're trying to post McKee down low. Now they get it inside on the wing rather to Hunt. His lob inside to Opperly is tapped out of bounds by Umbaugh, and the basketball will stay with the Cougars. 4:58 remaining in the third quarter. Holste the inbound. McKee left side, back to Holste in the left corner. Off the head fake, the drive. Oh, he shot blocked away. Umbaugh blocked it. Ball taken away now by Dinkla. And the Bombers back up the floor. Front court, Palmer. Right side goes to Gunner Dinkla. Dinkla out top to Wheatley. Wheatley the head fake. Steps back, leaves it off on the right side now for Earlmont. Out top, Palmer. Left side, Wheatley. He's open, tries the three, and we got a 3-second violation. A whistle from the outside, and a 3-second back.
Oh, I couldn't get out of there quick enough. He knew it right away. He's shaking his head, coming up the floor.
So the Cougars get it across the timeline. Out top, they lob on the backside, Logan Dinkla, and the ball is knocked away and stolen. Coming out of there with it is Earlmeyer. Have an odd lob. You got a 6'4 player lobbing it down low to a 5'10 player. Now Wheatley, baseline, shuffles it across. Umbaugh gets the foul. Opperly will pick up the foul. Nice shuffle pass along the baseline there by Emmett Wheatley to create that situation. And Umbaugh grabs it and leaned right in. Couldn't get the shot to fall, but again gets fouled and will go once again to the free throw line for two. For Opperly, that's his second. And the free throw try is up and good.
Emmett Wheatley is one of those guys that, you know, brings a lot of energy to the floor. He's a quick guy, and he made a nice move, a stop and go there to try to get the defender off guard so he could get that pass out.
Yeah, Umbaugh makes the first but misses the second. 31-22 the score. Cougars the lead. With the ball, 4 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Right side, Ian Hunt. Back out top, it goes to Holstie. Right side, Hunt. Dribbles baseline, the pull-up. No good. Missed that one as he elevated. Tried the one-hand shot from about 10 feet. Rebounded by the Bombers. Up the floor is Cole Palmer. Palmer out on the arc. Gets a screen, goes right. Looks down low. Nobody there. Out top to Dinkler. Dinkler left side now to Earlmeyer. To the high post it goes, Umbaugh. Umbaugh will elevate and fire one up. No good. His own rebound. He almost got it. He chased it down. Couldn't come up with it. Now the ball looses. It's knocked away. Saved on the sideline. And the Cougars up with it. Long pass ahead to Hunt. And he'll lay it up and in. Oh, everybody off the bench over here on the Bombers side, they thought Hunt grabbed the long pass and ran it in for a touchdown. They wanted a traveling call. 33-22 the score. Cougars lead it. Wheatley, oh, nice bounce feed across the lane. Oh, inside, and the shot halfway down pops out for Umbaugh. It won't go, and the Cougars the rebound. Now McKee to the front court. Hunt left corner. Back out on the perimeter. McKee fires it across. Dinkler. Holstie. Hunt left wing. The head fake and the drive outside to Dinkler. Now Holstie on the right side. 2:55 left in the third quarter. Cougars lead by 11, 33-22. Holstie, out top, Dinkler, left side, Hunt. Back out top, now the high post, Opperly. So Holstie fakes the three. Now to the corner, it's Hunt. Back on the wing again. They work the ball back and forth. Now Hunt will elevate. The three ball, no good. The rebound tapped to the baseline, and it's chased down by Palmer. The Bombers have it. Adair Casey up the floor now. Palmer will get it across the timeline. Palmer in the center circle with 2:25 to go in the third. Wheatley right side. Leaves it out top for Earlmeyer. Earlmeyer left side to Palmer. The bounce speed low. Umbaugh trying to post. Stripped away from behind by Holstie. Ball still loose. And now we got a jump ball call. Oddly enough, when the official said jump ball, nobody had possession.
Yeah.
It's going to be Cougar basketball. The arrow points to them. Devin Amdor back in. Michael Holstie also back in now for Cam. Charlie Terry into the ballgame here for the Bombers. 2:14 remaining in this third quarter. 33-22. Cam on top. Out top, Holstie. That's Dan Holstie to Michael Holstie on the left wing. Back out top to Dan. Now to the right side it comes to Dinkler. He'll launch a three. That's no good. Front of the rim. Got his own rebound. Leaner, no good in traffic. Opperly the board, a bucket, and a foul. Ryan Opperly with the basket inside off the rebound. And a foul down low, whistled against Alex Umbaugh. That will be his third. 14 points now for Opperly. Chance to make it 15 here from the line. And it's on the way. No good. Rebound taken out of there, though, by Dinkler for the Cougars. And back out top, Dan Holstie. 35-22 the score. Cougars lead it. Minute 45 left in the third. Amdor in the lane in traffic now. Oh, and he's caught in no man's land, falls back, gets rid of the ball. Now Opperly inside. We got a 3-second violation. Amdor got caught in traffic, ended up falling on his backside, and he's just in the lane way too long, and the officials whistle him for the 3-second violation. And now a timeout asked for by the Bombers. With a minute 38 to play here in the third, this will be just a 30-second timeout. So again, we'll just leave it right here. A minute 38 left in the third. 35-22, Cam on top. I just keep waiting for the Bombers to try to throw in some long balls here. Palmer and Umbaugh, just, of course, with Umbaugh, they're having to post him now because he's their best opportunity inside when you look at Ockletree sitting over there on the bench.
Yeah, and they've really been trying to force that issue, which is kind of surprising. They've really been trying to work the passes down to Umbaugh on the block to try to get him some shots down there. And, of course, he's been unlucky on a couple of bounces, but other than that, it's kind of been tough going for him. And then, of course, he just picked up another foul, so he's then got three.
Oh, and a steal on the inbound now as we come back out of the timeout. Michael Holstie dribbled himself right out from under the basketball, though, as he's out of bounds heading to the baseline. So the Bombers will have to inbound once again now on the baseline in the backcourt. Palmer looking for help, still looking, now fires it ahead. Gunnar Dinkler hands it to Wheatley. Wheatley runs the floor. Quick pass across the lane, too strong for Terry, but it's saved by, oh, nope, Earlmeyer stepped on the sideline. Earlmeyer hustling over there. Cougars going to let it go out of bounds. Earlmeyer got to the basketball. Toe touched the line, though, as he came up with possession. So the Cougars get it back. pair of turnovers here real quick. Minute 28 left here in the third. Backcourt, Holstie ahead to the front court. They lob it. Amdor underneath. He gets fouled. Amdor got hit from behind. That's Cole Palmer with the foul. His first. Fifth team foul on the Bombers here in this second half. So the ball out of bounds on the baseline now to the Cougars. 35-22, Cam leading with the ball. Minute 21 to go, third quarter. Inbounds, the lob down low, tapped away. Amdor up with it. He leans, banks one up, no good. The rebound out of Opperle. He'll put it back up and in. Cougars just controlling the boards down low, especially in the offensive glass. 37-22 now. That's a 21-6 run. It was 16-16 some time ago. We're under a minute now to play here in the third quarter. Wheatley right side, pulls up off the dribble. The shot, no good. Off the rim, rebounded by Dan Holstie. Cougars back the other direction. The Cougars, left side, Michael Holstie. Now to Dan, out on the arc. Michael in the corner. Oh, he tried to bounce it and force it into Opperle, but he was double-teamed, and Palmer steals it. Palmer to the front court now for Adair Casey. He'll leave it here for Earlmeyer on the left side. Josh Earlmeyer looking low. Nobody there. Now he hits Gunnar Dinkla. Oh, nice head fake. And oh, Dinkla missed the shot. Dinkla got up, got a head fake to get around Dan Holstie. But he missed the little shot inside. Now the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Cam.
There's been an awful lot of those little bunnies here tonight for the Bombers that just haven't gone down. They've had a lot of good looks inside there. Just can't get the ball to go in the hole.
Logan Dinkla checks in now for Adair Casey with 22 seconds left in the quarter. As they inbound, Michael Holstie ahead now to Opperle right side. Opperle stops to Holstie. Now Dan Holstie out top of the arc. He's going to hoist up a three. No good. High rebound and grabbed inside by Gunnar Dinkla. 8 seconds left here in the quarter. Palmer with it. 6 seconds. Five. Terry front court. Oh, he lost that. He traveled with a basketball. Terry was trying to look at the ball, look at the clock, and as he turned around, he bumped right into a Cougar out there on the arc, and he travels with it. 2.6 left. Holstie the inbound. He's going to launch one three-quarters court. That's off the mark. 37-22. Cougars lead it after three. We go to the fourth when we come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Peerbolt Chiropractic, located at 404 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Let the certified doctors help you with your sports injury. They accept preferred providers on over 600 insurance companies. That's Peerbolt Chiropractic in Atlantic, 712-243-1554. Dairy Queen in Oakland. Try their blizzards, shakes, royal treats, and other ice cream products. They also have sandwich baskets with fries, taco and chicken salads, and nachos with meat and cheese, and, of course, ice cream cakes. Stop by today, Dairy Queen in Oakland. Salem Lutheran Homes in Elkhorn, celebrating over 70 years of serving the community. Salem is proud of their friendly professional staff offering the finest care in the region in an atmosphere of comfort, compassion, and life with Christian dignity.
Welcome back here to Cam High School. It's a 37-22 lead here for Cam as we head to the final quarter of basketball here in this boys varsity game tonight. Adair Casey will start off with possession here. I'll pass it over now to Earlmeyer, who has it out on top. Pass, and it's out of the reach that time of Palmer, and then Terry tried to come across and save it, but he couldn't catch up to it. And now Terry's going to check out. Umbaugh comes back into the basketball game. Inbound pass here for the Cougars, and the pressure makes it tough. They get it in, though, to Michael Holstie. He fires it up ahead to Opperle. Opperle across to Amdor, who's open down on the block and got the easy bucket. Devin Amdor just set up there on that block and waited for it. And it's now 39-22. 7:30 left to go in the game. Adair Casey tried to get a backdoor cut to Earlmeyer. He gets the pass but has to kick it back up top to Gunnar Dinkla. Dinkla off to Palmer, and then he tried to force a pass in. It was tipped away, saved by the Bombers, and they get it back up top now to Palmer. Logan Dinkla was the one that saved it inside. Here's Palmer. Backdoor cut by Earlmeyer. Nice job, and gets the easy layup.
Nice move by Earlmeyer. His first points of the game.
Up ahead here, now the Cougars get it across against the pressure. Now they'll set things up over to Amdor. Now he fires his way towards the basket, and a little runner across the lane gets it to go. 41-24. Cougars with a quick answer, and it's 6:49 left to go in the contest. Cam on top. Umbaugh in traffic. We're going to have a little hand check called here against the Cougars. It's going to be Michael Holstey picking up his second foul. Fourth team foul now. Holstey and Logan Dinkle go to the bench. Inbound pass here for Adair Casey, and Erlmeyer has it here left wing. Bounce pass now to Ockletree, who just checked back in. He's playing with four fouls here. Inbound, or they get it across to Palmer. He lost it, tapped it back, and saved it over to Umbaugh. Back to Palmer now. He'll hand it off, and now a stop and a pump fake and a shot up. And the far end by Erlmeyer missed. Rebound danced around, and Amdor came up with it on the floor. Cougars will run. Here's Holstey left side. Dan Holstey with it. We'll lob it down low now to Opperly. He turns towards the basket. Nice post move to get an easy bucket off the glass. Ryan Opperly is having a nice game once again here for the Cougars tonight. Pass up the floor. Bombers break pressure. Nice pass. He got it across to Ockletree, but he couldn't convert on the run on the pass from Umbaugh. Now the Cougars will come back quickly. Here's McKee baseline, and he shoveled a pass across. It's tipped and stolen as it comes to Palmer after it was tapped away by Logan Dinkla. And now a timeout coming from Adair Casey, as this will be a full timeout. 5:43 left to go in the game. 43-24. Cougars lead it. Take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJN All Sports Boosters Association. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Homes of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey, serving the community with quality care and concern during the times of need. That's Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating of Fontenelle is your local trained dealer. Whether your plumbing, heating, or air conditioning needs service, call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating at 887-838-4724. It's hard to stop a train. The Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn invites you to stop in and take a tour. You don't have to be Danish to explore the heritage and the traditions. Across oceans, across time. At the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn.
Back here after the timeout, and the Bombers will inbound here. They trail 43-24. In the middle, they get it to Ockletree over right side. Umbaugh, he'll step back for the three. Off the back of the iron, no good. Hunt got the rebound, and he's fouled by Erlmeyer. First on Erlmeyer, and the fifth now of the half against the Bombers. Or six, excuse me. And we'll go back here to the Cam Cougars with the basketball, bringing it across. It's Hunt sending it over now here to McKee. Back to Holstey up top. Pass down to Opperly. Opperly, a lazy pass across. It's tapped, but Hunt saves it. Hunt goes down to the baseline now. He picks up his dribble. Needs some help. Off to Dan Holstey in the corner. He'll spin, drive towards the lane. Put one up with the left hand. No good. Rebound inside. Opperly missed it too strong. And the rebound to Palmer. Bombers get the board. And here they come with 5 minutes to go. Trailing 43-24. On the left wing, a three-pointer buried by Cole Palmer. They got the ball worked around on the pass around the perimeter, and Palmer able to knock it down. 43-27, now a pass to Opperly. He goes baseline with the drive, missed the shot, but gets fouled. He'll go to the line here to shoot two. It's a late hack on him as well, and might have been able to get away with that one there had it not been for the late touch, and Umbaugh picks it up his fourth. At the line here, it's Opperly for two shots, and he makes the first one. Ryan Opperly. Oh, a movement across the lane there that time by the Bombers. There should have been a lane violation. And they're going to count the free throw anyways. He made the free throw, so it's counting.
No harm, no foul.
So we get back to it, and the Bombers will inbound here to Palmer. 4:32 left to go in the contest. It's 45-27. Cam with the lead. Palmer out top of the basketball. We'll hand it off to Umbaugh. Umbaugh guarded closely by Dan Holste. Umbaugh bounce pass to Ockletree. Faces up. Now goes baseline. Cut off there. Hands it off. A jumper on the way. Logan Dinkler too strong. Rebound by Umbaugh. And he tried to shovel it back out to Earlmeyer, and Earlmeyer couldn't corral it. Went up over the top of his head and squeezed through his hands and went out of bounds. Inbound pass now here for the Cougars, and they'll play catch here, getting up the floor. Holste up across to Offerly. Offerly a couple of dribbles, cut off by Ockletree. Now outside to McKee, back to Offerly. He'll fire up the baseline jumper, a little flat-footed shot, no good. Rebound pulled down that time by Palmer, and he'll run it up the floor. Cole Palmer hands it off now to Alex Umbaugh, back to Palmer. He'll try the three, right side, off the front of the rim, no good, and now a foul on the rebound. Going to whistle a push underneath. And it's going to be against Ockletree. They are going to whistle that against Ockletree. So that'll be his fifth, and he's going to foul out of the contest here tonight. 7 points all coming in the first half. Picked up a couple of quick fouls to start the second half, and now he's going to foul out. A little bit of push underneath, and we'll go to the other end here. 8th team foul now here against Adair Casey. They'll bring in Gunnar Dinkla to replace Ockletree, and we'll go to the line here for the 1-1 for Ian Hunt. So Hunt will spot up at the line here for the 1-1 bonus, and he's going to make the first one to get him that bonus shot. 46-27. Cam with a chance now here to put another one in, and they do, as Hunt knocks it down and makes it a nice, comfortable 20-point lead now here for the Cam Cougars. Palmer will hand it off here to Umbaugh. It curls around a screen, drove inside, but now backs it back out. Gets a pass over to Earlmeyer, back over left side. Palmer down underneath. Umbaugh curled down there and got open on the block and makes an easy one. Nice movement by Umbaugh. Cougars will bring it up the floor here. Holste breaks it on the dribble. Now fires it up ahead. Offerly to get it down along the baseline. And wrap around. Tough shot there by Ian Hunt. Gets it to go. Twirling layup that time. And it's now 49-29. And now a pass going to be thrown into the backcourt here as they were trying to scoop it back to Gunnar Dinkla. Either way, it was going to turn over here to Cam, as it was going to be a backcourt violation. It ends up going out of bounds. Dan Holste will inbound here and gets it into Ian Hunt. He has it out top here for the Cougars. 2:56 left to go in the contest. Here tonight at Cam High School, and the Cougars giving the home crowd what they want to see with the victory. And a lot of contact inside, a missed shot, but then a rebound, and Offerly cleans things up.
A lot of steps, too.
Yeah, Dan Holste was on the run there that time. A lot of contact. Now they get it on the block on the other end here for the Bombers, and Gunnar Dinkla fires one up after a nice head fake. And it's 51-31. Cam the lead and the basketball. Dan Holste out front will hand it off to McKee. Pass down to Amdor. Bounce pass down low to Opperly. Slides his way around to Umbaugh, who just stood there with his hand straight up and just slid around him. And now a pass back outside as they worked it back out. And then Dan Holste struck down the left side and knocks one off the glass. Bombers back the other way with the basketball now. It's Gunnar Dinkla passing it back outside, and they work it up top to Earlmeyer. Earlmeyer over to Palmer. Palmer fires a pass off here to Dinkla. Gunnar Dinkla dribble, now picks it up. Needs some help. Passes it off now to Palmer. He'll try the three, blocked by McKee, who recovered. And now a pump fake and a tough shot on the way by Dinkla is missed. Rebound high by Hunt. Tough handling up the floor. On the run, dumps it off McKee. Now they try to fire a tough pass down on the block over there to Amdor, and it goes off his hands out of bounds. Checking into the contest, James Grubbs comes in here for Adair Casey. Also, Brett Stakey comes in now here for Cam, as they'll also bring in Brady Runyon and Chance Denny into the contest as well, as some of the starters come out. Holste and Opperly head to the bench, along with McKee. And now we'll see Palmer bring it up the floor here for Adair Casey. 1:28 left to go in the game.
53-31, Cam leads Adair Casey in this boys' varsity contest. Bounce pass down low, tough handle and couldn't hang on to it that time. Logan Dinkla lost it. It's stolen up there by Amdor. Now we go the other way. A quick three-pointer is going to be fired up here right side and missed, and the shot went high up and touched the top of the apparatus to support on the basket, so it'll be a turnover here to the Bombers. Shot was missed by Brett Stakey on that three-point try. Emmett Wheatley is going to check in. Cole Palmer checks out. Amdor comes out here for Cam. And Michael Holstie comes back in. Wheatley up the floor now here with the basketball for the Bombers. Fires it over right side. Now they get it up top. Pass off there that time to Terry. Now they go over right side. It goes over to James Grubbs. Now they get it down inside. And a shot up on the way by Grubbs as he forces his way to the basket. And he gets fouled to go to the line to shoot, too. Foul going to be whistled against Brady Runyon. It's his first. And now at the line here for a pair is James Grubbs, a 5'9 sophomore. First free throw is perfect. Grubbs will have one more coming. Now up off the bench, Tanner Winther is going to check in here for Cam. As Dan Holstie comes out. Shot up off the back of the iron on that one, no good. Rebound, though, here by the Bombers, and we're going to have a foul, I believe, on the floor as they were fighting for it. Gunnar Dinkla came away with the board. The foul is going to be whistled, a push against Brett Stakey for the Cougars. So now we will have an inbound here underneath. One more substitution now here for the Bombers as they'll key it in with Logan Dinkla. Sends it in. Emmett Wheatley pulls up for the three. In and out, no good. Rebound inside, and the putback is good by Cole Rea. Comes into the ballgame and knocks it down. Up the floor now here for the Cougars. 37 seconds to go. They'll send it left side. Stakey, the three-pointer, and he knocks it down. Brett Stakey gets his moment of shine, and it's 56-34. Now a poke and a steal. Stolen away by Michael Holstie. He'll run out of the floor. 24 seconds to go. Off to Stakey. Another three try. That was a two. His foot was on the line. And he'll knock that one down as well. Up the floor now here for the Bombers. 13 seconds to go. Pass down along the baseline. Grubbs gets one to roll home. Quick action up and down the floor. The substitutions come in. 4 seconds. Stakey, another three try. That one's short. Rebound dances around. Wheatley will fire a baseball at the end, and that'll do it. Here as the Cam Cougars pick up a home victory by a score of 58-36 over the Adair KC Bombers. We'll come back to wrap this one up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Mick Allen, a registered representative with ING Financial Partners. See Mick for your investment needs. His office is located in Atlantic. Stop by or give Mick a call. Mick Allen, registered representative and securities offered through ING Financial Partners Incorporated. Member SIPC. Seed Pros South in Griswold is your local Pioneer seed provider. Give John Becker, Mark Van Tyker, and Lee Satoff a call to help you with all of your seed needs. Their goal is your profitability. Call Seed Pros South in Griswold at 712-778-4486. For economical grocery shopping, freshness, quality, low everyday prices, and friendly personal service, visit Fairway Store Incorporated. Also try Fairway's full-service meat department at 3rd and Poplar in Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Cam High School as we wrap up our coverage of high school basketball here tonight. It's a victory for the Cam Cougars by the final of 58-36, and it was a close ball game to start off with, but then some foul trouble for the Bombers, and the Cougars kept playing tough and quick hard basketball, and got a lot of work from Ryan Opperly inside to do well here in this contest, and did a great job rebounding as well to really get an advantage.
Well, I take nothing away from Cam. They played a good basketball game here tonight, but it's a different Adair Casey team, obviously, without Spencer Rokols, his 23 points a game out there on the floor. But, hey, you got to play the guys you can play. And for right now, anyway, Rokols isn't one of them. He's still got that cast on the wrist. So, nice effort tonight by the Cougars. They knew where they could exploit the Bombers tonight, and they took advantage of that with the low post play of especially Ryan Opperle. 22 points on the night for Opperle. Had a nice ball game tonight. A lot of his points came on second chance opportunities. So, you know, he was an anchor in the middle, and everybody needs one of those.
For sure, and he played a good, hard ball game here tonight for the Cam Cougars. And we'll take a look here at the final notes here for you on the score sheet as the Cougars, of course, pull away and get the victory. And they had a big night, as we mentioned, from Ryan Opperle as he pulls down 22 points here in this contest. Also had 9 here tonight from Dan Holste, 8 points here this evening from Trevor McKee, and also 7 points chipped in by Ian Hunt. 5 points tonight for Brett Stakey late in the game, and 3 points here for Michael Holste in the contest. 4 also chipped in by Devin Amdor as they get a lot of scoring. We mentioned 9 from Holste and 8 from McKee, so that's a rundown for them there. 5 of 8 from the free throw line here for the Cam Cougars in the contest as they win this one here this evening. At Air KC, they were led tonight by a couple players with 7 points. So that was Sawyer Ockletree and Cole Palmer, who both had 7. Alex Umbaugh, who ended up with 11 points in the contest. And then it was those two players following Palmer and Ockletree with 7. All of Ockletree's came in the first half. He picked up a couple of quick fouls to start the second half and really was limited in his action in the second half, and that hurt his production. 2 points here tonight apiece for Gunnar Dinkla, Josh Earlmeyer, and Cole Rhea, and also 3 points chipped in by James Grubbs late in the ballgame as well there for the Bombers. The Bombers and Coach Mark Imgarden will now fall to 9-5 on the season, and the Cam Cougars improve now to 13-2 here on the season so far with the victory tonight as they avenge that earlier season loss. One of those losses they have is to Adair Casey. It was 49-40 back on December the 9th, as that was the game where Rokol Scott hurt and broke his wrist, and of course he's out now here for the Bombers, and the Cougars are able to pull out the victory now here tonight, 58-36. If you missed it earlier in the girls' game, in the first half of our doubleheader, it was Adair Casey. They were down by 11 early in the first quarter, rallied to tie it at halftime, and then won big by 20, 54-34 over the Cam Cougars in the girls' contest earlier here this evening. 15 points for London Advice to lead the way for Adair Casey, who had 4 players in double figures in that one in the girls' side. And then in the boys' game, once again, it was Cam Cougars, 58-36 on top of Adair Casey. 22 points tonight from Ryan Opperle to lead the way for Cam. So the Pink Out night is over here at Cam High School. Hope you enjoy the two basketball games here this evening here on AM 1220 KJN and on FM 101.1 and also on KJN.com. Of course, you may have not heard that before, the FM 101.1. Not everyone in our KJN listening area will be able to pick it up, but a lot of folks will. We were listening to it here tonight at Cam High School before we got started, so you can pick it up in some of the surrounding communities here around our station in Atlantic. So give it a try and see if that's something that you can connect with another way for you to listen in to KJN. It's a rebroadcast of what we do on AM 1220. And we'll have high school basketball for you tomorrow night as Exira EHK gears up the bus and heads over to Guthrie Center for a boy-girl doubleheader. The girls set to go at 6 o'clock. Boys will tip off around 7:30. We'll have it for you here on the radio and on the web as well at KJN.com. So look forward to high school hoops tomorrow night once again. It's going to wrap it up here tonight from the Cam High School. Once again, in the girls' game, Adair Casey 54-34 over Cam. Boys' game, it's Cam 58-36 over Adair Casey. For Jim Field and Quentin Haley helping out back in the studio, I'm Chris Parks. Good night from Cam High School.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Tires and Service in Adair, your source for Firestone Farm Tires. No matter